Hello, hello, hello. It is now another experience with the No BS Duo Show. And tonight is about nature. Interesting, I say. But wait till you see just how interesting it really is after the experience begins. And you know when that is, right? Is right now. Thank you, thank you, thank you guys for coming into this special, special moment with me and the No BS Duo Show. And yes, I hear you all loud and clear. And look, what should I say? Oh, my father has walked in the room, so I am not alone. Hello, father of mine. Yes, the man with the red car from North Carolina is in the room. So, hey, daddy. So, yes. We have a good one. We always do. But you know, right here on the No BS Duo Show, we give you the no. That is something brutally sweet from someone you may know, you didn't know, artist, entertainer, signed or unsigned, about life, love, and experiences from the originator. So we tell our story so that you may be encouraged through your story. So tonight, talking about what you didn't know. So I've been with this young lady for a long time, which is very, very funny because me and her always have a I didn't know experience. And we always have a moment when we meet up with each other and be like, I didn't know. For example, we worked together and I didn't know. We was in the same building together. I think even on the same floor for a limited time. And I didn't know. We would dance together and be in the same room with each other. And we didn't know. We will be in the same living area. And we didn't know. And then how are you going to get to know something or tell something that you didn't know? Well, it gets better than that, honey. I didn't know that her and I lives were walking parallel to each other. I didn't know. And I didn't know that she was ordained. I didn't even know she was on that type of platform of a level of even being in that type of environment to even make that declaration and stand. I didn't know. Then it got even better. She got married on me. I didn't know. But then I didn't know she also was an author. I didn't know. I didn't even know that me and her really, really thought alike. Like, we call her Trees. I have a thing for trees. She did too. To the point she even wrote a book about it. I didn't know. She's a poet. I didn't know. So I didn't know a lot of stuff. But when I found out, I said, I know some people that need to know. So at least I'll hold you guys any further. Because you're going to be like, if she say, I didn't know one more again. Yeah, I know one more again. Y'all probably is going to change the station, right? And then you really wouldn't know what we're about to talk about tonight. So what I want to warn you, yes, there's a warning. Not as much of a disclaimer, because your experience is not my experience. My experience is not yours. You can't walk in my shoes. I can't walk in yours, even though we may be walking in the same footprints. Nevertheless, we can do it together and learn from each other to help each other. Either say, oh, I'm not going to do that, or maybe I should try that. But I'm going to warn you, because you always know church walks up in the room. So if church is not for you, and why I say that is because you're going to meet somebody else in this room tonight. Some of you are going to be delivered by what is about to be said, what is about to be done, and what you're about to hear. Some people are even going to find themselves saying, wait a minute, you are on the chair with me, because you're about to hear something that's going to sound just like your mirror. So get your tissues together, because you might just cry, and that's okay. You will definitely either get a confirmation that you are on the right track, or you're going to get confirmation that, yes, I need to move in this direction. Or you may just be convinced that now is the time you need to stop saying, I got this. Or you may be convicted to now do something about it. So we about to have some vitamin C's up in the house with nature. Y'all ready? So I'm about to bring my girl in that I didn't know about. And that is the one and only Miss Teresa Purcell Young. Or should I say, AKA Trees. Hello, my dear. How are you? Welcome to the No Bull Show on this side. How you doing tonight? Can you hear me now? Oh, you know what? You put yourself back on mute after I took you off.
No,
all
I
right,
didn't.
There you go.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can. How you doing?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And thanks for having me.
Yes, yes. Because I didn't know.
You didn't know.
And I think every time we talk, we actually have that statement of, I didn't know.
Right. Exactly.
So again, welcome to the No BS Dual Show. Welcome to everybody who's coming in the room. Some of you who are peeking from the side room, I want to welcome you all. The sister chat, Rhode Island, wherever you're coming from, the YouTube stations, and maybe you're even listening to us later on our podcasts. Good evening to you all. And let us have the experience begin, shall we?
Yes, yes, yes.
So Michael is in the room. Michael says hello. And Mrs., I believe her name is Miss Harris. I'm not going to dare pronounce your name wrong. Everyone is saying hello.
Hello. Pastor Nicole, I see you. Hello.
Yes. So when nature says, well, it's about time, because I've been waving at you for so long. It finally came to you when you was ready to understand what you were looking at. Can we talk about it?
Yes, let's talk about it. Let's talk about it.
Let's say what had happened, because I believe the one that hit me the most is when you said, I had enough of me.
Yes.
What's that all about?
Well, I mean, you know, when you're experiencing things as you're growing up in life. And some of us grow up knowing the word, some of us don't. And I'll tell you that growing up, honestly, I didn't know the word. So there were different things that I was doing because I thought I was having fun, you know? Okay. So, you get involved in some things, and after a while you see this is definitely not the way to go. But instead of getting out of it, you get deeper and deeper. So I experienced different struggles that included addictions of different kinds, including drug abuse, including relationships, even including struggling with being addicted to eating. There's all kinds of addictions out here, but when you get enough of yourself, and when I say that, it's, I knew that at some point I needed to change how I was living. I didn't like the way that my life was going. And people that are attached to you, when you realize not only are you hurting yourself, but you're hurting them as well. So something has to give. And that's the point that I got myself to, is that something has to give.
Wow. Yeah, that part, You mentioned a lot of things that you were going through that you were hiding that people never saw. So, well, go ahead.
I was going to say, for many folks who know me now, they wouldn't even think that I've experienced anything like that, until they actually read this book, which is titled Seeds, Branches, and Leaves. And it's testimony. I'm so happy for the growth that I've experienced physically and spiritually, but it's a learning. And you have to want to survive. You have to want to be better. You have to want to get better. And when I started, I'm sorry.
No, I can understand that. I'm agreeing with you. Go ahead.
Okay. But when I actually started writing about some of this, I had already experienced it, but I was just experiencing becoming saved, learning of Christ, becoming acclimated to the word, actually receiving Christ. And it made me want to write on a different level. I was always a writer. I always wrote different things, different stories, writing songs, secular stuff, because I had the gift that I really wasn't aware of, that it was my gift. But once I became saved, I had a whole new outlook on things. My mind started to change, and it was like a new education for me. Actually, there's a poem in the book is called A New Education, because now I'm learning all of these things that I didn't know before. Because as I said, I wasn't saved before. I didn't know the word. So, my life wasn't being lived based on the word.
Wow. Not based on the word. Now, how many times have we heard that? And I believe the preacher used to say, you're going to take something out of the Bible and apply it to your situation, knowing it doesn't really apply, but you're going to use it anyway.
Well, people will take scriptures out of the Bible and kind of make it be what they want it to be. But if you really delve into the word and the Bible, it's not just the scripture, it's the before the scripture, it's the after the scripture. It's the context of the scripture. So, and then just knowing and understanding, and then trying to apply it to your own life, just trying to live the way God really wants you to live. But you have to get there. You first have to be introduced to Christ. And then you also have to allow him to come into your heart. And you have to really want it. It's easy to say that, I'm saved now, and then you continue living the same old way. Well, then are you really saved? You know, but in the word, it does say you have to die daily to self, meaning you have to change your ways daily. So the less of the negativity of the negative things that you're doing, and the more of Christ that you're learning, the more that you're becoming acclimated with Jesus and the kingdom, the better off you're going to be. But this is a daily walk. I'll tell anyone today, now I haven't arrived, but I'm getting there. Someone used to say to me, oh, you are holier than thou. No, I'm not claiming that, but that is where I'm trying to get. I may never get to that point, but I will always continue on that path, because turning back is not an option.
That's right. That's right. And talking about turning back and talking about arriving right on time, our other host, my sister, Sarita, has walked in the room. So we're going to walk her in here right about now. Good evening, Ms. Rita. How are you?
Good evening, ladies. How are you?
Welcome. Now that you're here, the true experience is really going to get deep now, aren't it?
Well, it's already deep because church has been walked up in the room.
Did you hear?
Was in the room, and you know, I was in agreement to what you were saying of reading the scripture. You do have to read it and not lean into your own understanding. You do have to allow him to utilize you in order for you to understand exactly the point you're supposed to be at, where you are in the direction that you're going into. So I love the fact that you stated that, because with writing, it is very difficult when you're not in that right mindset. And then when you're making that transition over to a spiritual side of it, it gets confusing for me sometimes, because the flesh fights against you. And you know where you're supposed to be and where you're supposed to be going. Yes. But then a trigger happens or flesh shows up, and it's just like, oh, wait a minute. And you just get bombarded, and you just like in this whole tornado of emotions. Mm-hmm. And if you're not centered, and if you don't allow for him to come in and just take over, where do you go? You're definitely going to be lost for a while. So I appreciate you saying that and bringing us into the new experience. I came in right on time, I see.
Oh, yes, you did. Oh, yes, you did. You sure did, because somebody else tried to claim my video. So I was in the background trying to make sure we cleared this, because I had to make sure that everybody heard what was going on. As you see, we had a couple of people that came in. Mr. Alfonso, thank you for coming in the room. And good evening to you. And again, good evening, father of mine. And and of hers too. I'm sorry, I keep doing that, you know. I always say things belong to me. It doesn't just belong to me. But yes. Miss Shauna, I want to say, am I saying your name right? I hope, because that means our name is the same but spelled differently. So, you know, before we get any more deeper, I would love for you to tell everyone, who is Miss Young? Or should I say Mrs. Young?
Okay, well, I am Mrs. Young now. I am Teresa Pearsall Young. I was born and raised in West Philadelphia. I did live briefly in Los Angeles, California for a few years. That was my experience. That was my, I'll call it my running away experience. I did migrate back home, but at the time that I went there with the determination of getting my life in order. I had gone through some things here, and you know, my concern was for myself and my daughter, and just, you know, becoming the person that I was supposed to be, not who I had been, and, you know, experiencing some negative things. You don't have to stay there. You know, you don't have to continue to live that way. You know, you can get yourself together. And that was my goal. Now, mind you, at that time, I did not know Christ, but I knew I needed to get it together. And I feel like Christ knew me and was pushing me along all the while. See, he always was in my life. He was always there helping me. So sometimes people don't even know and understand that God is there. He's already there for you. You just have to let him in. You have to let him take over. You know how they say, Jesus, take the wheel. You need to get your hands off the wheel.
Uh-huh. Almost like the post I wrote the other day when I said, you can't just say it. You got to believe that thing.
Yes.
Because we say it all the time. Jesus, take the wheel, but we still holding on. He like, okay, well, when you decide to move your hands, I'll take the wheel. And we keep wondering why we still driving. He's like, well, you told me to take it, but your hands are still there. You're like, yeah, okay, take it, but your hands are still there. Jesus, take it. Okay, well, then give me the will. Well, I'm giving you the will. No, because your hands are still there. You know, you're going through this battle back and forth, back and forth, back and forth, which brings me to why I said what I said about you. So I said, when you say, you know what? That's it. I'm done. I've had it. And then nature goes and say, well, I'm glad you finally figured it out. Can we now do what we need to do? And then I'm hearing what you're saying. Like, I remember as children, we used to hide in the trees. We used to hide in the leaves. And then we would come out of it. But then being reborn, we almost like seeds. But then we're branches because we're branched off of something else in our life. And then we become this big old tall standing tree of a testimonial. Did I hit the key points right?
Yes. The first thing I do want to say about seeds is that, you know, the world was started with the seed. God started the world with a word, which was a seed. And, you know, for a seed to grow, it needs to be planted. Throw some dirt on it, water is going to grow. You know, and to me, my seeds are my words. That's the beginning of the poem, the story, and then it grows into something else. As far as the title, Seeds, Trees, Branches, and Leaves, well, tree has been my nickname. You know, many people know me by that. And the very thing you said about branches is that I feel like the branches are the chapters of my life. The leaves are the pages of the chapter. You know, those are the stories. And that's the fruit that I'm able to bear of what God has given me, of the gift that he has given me. And I do need to say it's funny because, you know, I always liked to write, but when I realized that it was a dominant gift, he really allowed me to branch out, no pun intended, but to branch out with the writing, because then I was really writing about testimonies, experiences of learning of him at the time, even being saved and still going through struggles. Wow. So he gave me, and pulling all this together, you know, I was just writing. But when I decided to pull it together and categorize everything, I realized, wow, I really had a story, you know? There's really a journey here. And it's not everything, and it doesn't have to be everything, and you don't have to tell everything. But my point is to let someone know that I was at a low point, and he brought me higher. And, you know, just following the word, learning the word, you know, listening to ministry, becoming a part of church. And at the time, you know, we're all about being a part of a church. But then I learned that it's not the church that you have to know. It's God you have to know. You have to learn who Jesus Christ is. So you don't understand why you're following him. And so that's been a lesson for me all these years. It's still a lesson. I'm still learning today.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So where did you get the title from?
Well, that's how I kind of pulled it together. Originally, my title, I just want to show the book. I don't know if I can see it. And if you can see it. Originally, my title.
If nobody can't see the book, there is the book.
Beautiful.
Okay. I started off with seeds. I wanted it to be poems as a seed in life, based on, like, Stevie Wonder has an album, Songs in the Key of Life.
Okay.
And I always like Stevie Wonder, and I always like that title. That originally was going to be my title, so seeds was always there. But as I, you know, grew and started playing around with the title, and the more I started putting everything together, as I just explained about the seeds, trees, branches, and leaves, that I was like, that has a ring to it. Mm-hmm. You know, I really like that. And then, you know, it's open to many scriptures in the Bible that references seeds and trees and fruit.
So I'm glad you have the book. So can you read us a clip from the book?
Okay. Let's see. Let's find a shorty. And I'm glad you said clip. One of the things I also would like to explain, like, I call some of my poems stoetries. The reason I call them stoetries is because it is a story in poetry or in poetic prose. And they're not all shorties, but it's also not roses are red and violets are blue. It's some real testimony here. So some poems are shorter, but some are really stories. Let me see if I could find a very short one for you.
Or even if you decided to give us a paragraph out of one of your favorites, that'd do too.
Okay. So one of my favorites is called That Old Coat. Okay, and this one is actually short enough. That old coat. I walk by that old closet with my old coat hanging there. The closet, a reminder of the life I used to wear. The coat had dust and smelled of old, but still a memory of all things I used to do that lived inside of me. The spirits wrestled with me and reminded of what was. Thoughts and evil memories struck like lightning from above. The staleness in the closet was the enemy's cologne. I had to shut the door when Satan's essence filled the room. The coat, too large, too small. Thank God the coat no longer fit. My promise to the Lord was that no compromise, no split. The time has come to bury it. This coat life has expired. The coat can burn with Satan because it's time to say you're fired. Can't hold on to those things and compromise his name. There's nothing there to do me good but bring me further pain. Whatever needs to go, be gone. The closet will be clean. I have a brand new wardrobe, and it shows my life redeemed.
Wow.
That's that old food.
My Lord, I love the way she said, you're fired. Oh my God. There have been some things that I have said I'm fired to, that I heard and pushed some buttons on to say fired to, but I've never heard it say it like how you said it. And I like the way you said it too. Talking about that old coat, how many times have we tried to put that old coat on?
That old coat is like the old man that we have to take off. We have to take off the old man and put the new man on. And I love the reference of the coat, because while you were talking, I remember, like, when I was growing up, I had asked my mom for this leather jacket, and she was like, I'm not buying a leather jacket. I'm going to just buy you this coat. And I'm just like, I want a leather jacket. She's like, well, it's not warm, and it's not. I'm like, it's just cute. I just want this leather jacket. So she didn't buy me a leather jacket, and my dad wound up buying me this long blue coat. And I hated the coat, but I wore it like it was a leather jacket. and I walked around like it was a leather jacket.
You saying something right there.
And I just, and it's like, it took on a new form for me because it wasn't really about the leather jacket. It was just about the coat itself. And while you were speaking, I just like put all that together of every transition we go through in life. We're taking off a coat and putting on a new coat and taking off another coat and putting on a new coat. And it's just that covering that we get, that protection, that we get the shelter, that we get the warmth that we feel, and with the arms of the coat, how we can wrap it this way and wrap it that way. And I just love, that whole reference of it. I probably took it a little bit deeper than where it was going, but
right, because at this moment it's about your coat.
Yeah.
And when you're reading it and the reference to it, it now takes on a new identity, like you just said. Like, your version was that one. My thought of the coat was hiding in that coat. When you always won't be that person, so, or you need to be that person, you go and put on that unfamiliar coat to become disguised, to become something different, or to be what you want it to be. But at some point, that coat ain't going to be able to be worn anymore. You have to take it off. It's not going to fit anymore. You're not going to be able to hide in it anymore. You can't use it as a disguise because you're going to come out of it, because either it's going to be too big or too small, or something's going to happen that you're not going to wear it no more. And now you're going to be exposed to what's really behind that coat.
Right. So why your dad talk about so why?
Yeah, it's really about
you hated the coat.
it's about realizing that you're a different person now.
Yeah.
You didn't tell your dad you didn't
hear of that new person. Some of us are scared of that new person, and we don't want to take that coat off because again, it exposes what's behind the coat and what we've been hiding in the coat, or what that coat allowed us to believe that we were.
Right. Right. And that coat is like shedding old skin.
Holding on to stuff.
Yeah. It's like shedding that old skin. It's like letting go of your past, letting go of the hurt, letting go of the pain, letting go of, like you said, your identity, because you thought that you were somebody else and here you're not. And we all know that when we're walking with God, we're not that person that we're supposed, that we're designed to be until we let him take control, until we surrender. And that's another coat that we put on. And
let him take
that's over. A different coat that we're wearing.
See, you never knew that. You never knew that that part in your book was going to go so far, did you?
Okay. Well, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Wow. You know, and it's just like you said, it did exactly what it was supposed to do. It became a seed that fell on good soil. And then it took on some leaves and some branches and became a tree.
Yeah.
So now we can stand under it, or we can sit under it, or we can lay beside it.
Get that shade and that covering from it.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
So the day that you realized you had a story, what did you do? Or how did it feel? Did it make you feel some kind of way? What did you do?
Well, so I had my plans to get the book published. I had been working on it for a while. As a matter of fact, I do want to give a shout out to my niece. She did the artwork for me, Steady Changing. And she did exactly what I wanted to be done with the cover. And working with her, we were trying to work to get it published the year prior. COVID came to town, so it slowed everything down. Also, I really hadn't found a publisher that I trusted with, you know, all of the red tape and everything. So it took a minute. And then someone put me on to Story Corner Publishing. So they are the publishers of the book, and I was very happy with them. They did make it easy for me, and they worked well with me. So I appreciate being connected with them. When I pulled everything together after going through the manuscript, because, you know, I had a lot of stuff. So is you can't put everything in the book at when the first go round. So I wanted to select some of the best stuff. But once I did that and categorized it, and then I read it through, it was honestly, it was a feeling that came over me as like, wow, you know, because I don't know if you guys remember Urkel, but, you know, he used to say, did I do that? And, you know, whenever I finished reading the book, I was like, wow, did I do that? Oh, my God. Yes. You know, and it's just feeling like, wow, but I did that. But thank you, God, for what you did, because you really helped me to change. I can't say it enough. That man is the man. Yes. He will help you if you let him, if you want to change. And it is a mindset change. You know, I wasn't the worst person. Well, I'm not trying to make anyone think that, you know, it was just so bad. But, you know, like anyone, there were struggles, you know, and I needed to overcome those struggles. So he definitely helped me. And then I couldn't get enough. It was like, boy, the more I hear, the more I want to hear. Like the song says, the more I get, the more I want. Well, that was how my relationship with knowing Christ began. It's like I couldn't get enough. I just more and more I was hearing it, then I wanted to keep on writing, you know. And that's what made me start writing about some of the experiences that I had. I had already had some of the experiences, but now looking at it from a different angle of where he brought me from. You know, of being, you know, once being a captive and now being delivered from some things, you know, and when I talk about the book, is actually something in the book for everyone. You know, it's not the easiest story, you know, but it a lot of people, I'm sure, were in the same place. You know, there are folks out there that may have tried different kinds of things, substance abuse or certain things that they shouldn't have tried. Well, you know, you can get over that. You can overcome that. You can recover from that. You know, so I talk about that. I talk about the things that not only hurt me, but they hurt other people. You know, it took me to the point of I had even stopped doing drugs. I hate to say it that way, but I had stopped doing that for years, but I still wasn't delivered. It took me to a point of finally knowing when I was delivered, because I had to think about, I was actually reading the poem, sharing it with someone at a conference I was at. I was actually reading When a Mother Does Crack. There's a poem in the book called When a Mother Does Crack. And I was reading that poem. And even though I had written it like years before, I was standing up reading that poem and all of a sudden it just hit me so hard. It's like, wow, you know, I really hurt some people, you know, and that really got to me. And that was the moment that I knew that I was delivered at that time, because I had to get that out of my system. You know, so there's a place of knowing, you know, when you've actually been set free from a thing. You know, now what, talking about this now, well, at one point I might have been ashamed. I wasn't too proud. Well, I'm not ashamed anymore, because Jesus took that shame away from me. He will take away the shame. You know, you don't have been hurt and pain and just holding on to that. And, well, no, I can't do this or I can't do that because you don't know about me. You don't know about my past. Well, you may know about it and you may not, but I'm at the point I don't even care anymore, because I'm not there anymore.
Right. Amen. Right. So, amen.
You know, you get to a point of knowing who you have become. I'm not who I used to be. There's a poem in the book that's called I'm Not Who I Used to Be.
Mm-hmm. Amen. You're on mute, Shauna.
I had because I'm like, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You know, I needed the audience to hear more of her and less of me. You know, when you have that awakening, it does something to you. Mm-hmm. But not only does it shake you, I remember when I had an experience where I was so angry and how erupted I had became due to my anger. I didn't realize the debris that I caused mm-hmm. in the innocent people that were now laying under my debris due mm-hmm. to my anger. So that's what the day I knew that wasn't me, because I wasn't about hurting people. So mm-hmm. I needed to find out, how can I not let that happen again mm-hmm. or let that become me? Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I don't think we understand that because mm-hmm. we're so mm-hmm. much in protection mode, or we're so much in the, we just become this beast within that we all have, mm-hmm. but not realizing mm-hmm. that how detrimental that beast can be and become, and just
take over.
Mm-hmm. You know, and I really believe it consciously, but that comes from an awakening. Because if you're not awoke, you're going to keep walking mm-hmm. in that old nightmare and keep causing all these different problems, destruction, mm-hmm. mass destruction. Mm-hmm. It's like Godzilla walking mm-hmm. through the street screaming.
And well, you have to get to a point also to forgive yourself. Yeah. Because if you mm-hmm. keep, you know, looking at yourself like, you know, I was this monster, or I'm a monster, you know, that's not going to help you, you know, in your mind right. and in your heart. You know, you have to become free. You yeah. have to learn of forgiveness, forgive other people, but mm-hmm. you need to be on the level of forgiveness for yourself so mm-hmm. that you can mm-hmm. move on, you know. And I realize mm-hmm. that I'm free. As a matter of fact, yeah. I have a shirt on that you probably can't see. Oh, it says, "Let's be free." I'm mm-hmm. free. Mm-hmm. I'm free. And so I love the Lord. I can't tell you enough.
So can we dig deep?
Oh, well, dig, and if it's too deep, I'll let you know.
Well, we're going to dig deep right after this commercial because we got to go pay a bill. But before I must address something. You're going to hear things that you didn't know, Father of ours. And no, we could not tell you. And it wasn't meant for us to tell you, because then we would have never learned some of the things that we've learned as a result of have to just go through what we went through. And, you know, you have to just say, hey, now that I know what I know, I do things differently. But just think, what would we have become had that not happened? And we couldn't sit here and have this conversation today, right?
What had happened was.
Yeah, or better yet, what was supposed to happen that didn't happen was. How about that?
Right. Yeah. How about it was just so long ago?
Even if we would have told him, he would have said, girl, yeah, put that coat on a minute and let that coat be your leather coat. And he know we right about it.
Oh my God.
He gonna get me. I'm gonna get a phone call after the show, y'all. We be right back.
Like busting loose. I said, Shala, come on, y'all say.
Kenny Brooks, Jazz on the Pike, Illusion.
403 West Baltimore Pike, Clifton Heights, PA 19018. Reservations are recommended.
Hosted by Andrea M. Jackson.
So she said enough is enough.
Yes.
And she had enough of her. Can you tell us what happened the day of that break when you was like, you know what? That's it. Enough is enough. What happened? Where were you in your life when that happened? What was going through that you just like, okay, that's it?
Well, I mean, you know, it's not just a day. It's more a realization of what you have to do to get it together. And, you know, there used to be a saying though, back in the day, I'm old school, realize your full potential. Just say no to drugs, to anything negative. So, you know, I had to realize my full potential. And I'll, you know, tell someone today, it's time to get up. You know, up is untapped potential. So with the potential that I had the potential to do a whole lot, but it wasn't being done. It was being smothered because of all the negativity. So with making that decision, that's why it's like I relocated for change. Didn't stay away long because once I felt that I was okay, I came back home because this is where my home is. But while I was away, I became a workaholic. That was already in me, but it became even more so. I became a workaholic, working all the time, all the overtime. And then I came back and was doing that very same thing here. So being different in the way that I was better, you know, physically, still working, but I'm not quite saved yet, but the Lord was working on me. And so that is one thing that I will share, that again, God is working on you when you don't even know he's working on you. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, the other thing I want to make sure that I point out in the book is it's a dream of spiritual growth. I feel that scratching it. But the book is a journey of spiritual growth.
Okay.
So while it focuses on, you know, some of the negative things I went through, it also focuses on the growth of learning about, you know, talking about things like your spiritual parents, you know, once you learn, you know, who your leaders, men and women of God are to you. Also learning about vision, you know, the plans that you need to start making with your life. You know, if I was still in a negative mindset, I wouldn't be making any plans. Once I could see clearly, you know, I knew that I had potential to be someone or to do more and to be more. So I started planning. You know, there's a poem in there called My Million is Waiting for Me. There's also another poem called Call Me the Owner. You know, these things are talking about thinking positively of the future. Mm-hmm. You know, if you don't have a plan, then what's going to happen if somehow you come into money or come into something good and you don't know what to do with it? You have to have a plan in your head as to what you're going to do with the blessing, you know. Right. So I talk about those things in the book. And I even talk about, you know, some of the things that are occurring today. There's a chapter called Now. I talk about that because at this point now, you know, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother. You know, we have people that we care about. Every day we're hearing negative things in the news. You know, our kids, you know, we look forward to them coming home. That's mm-hmm. not always happening now. You know, we're constantly hearing of death and murder and senseless murders. And, you know, you don't want to hear of that. And it's just like, wow. Some of these people haven't even had a chance to grow. They haven't had a chance to live. they haven't had a chance to give their life to Christ. So, you know, I talk about that in one of the poems. It's called Teddy Bears and Balloons.
Wow.
Tired of seeing teddy bears and balloons on the corners, you know, marking the spot where somebody died. So that's why I say that there's something in the book for everyone, because, you know, females, males, some of the males that have read the book have shared that now they understand from a woman's perspective about certain things that occurred, you know.
Mm-hmm.
There's also in the book, many ladies can relate to, it's called Booty Call Bams. Definitely a stolen.
Thank you. I was hoping you were going to pull that out. Can we please talk about that chapter? Please. Now this is where I'm going to go on mute. Ladies, gentlemen, and daddy, listen closely. Go, please. We need to talk about that. So I remember, everyone is probably laughing at us right now because we're having a personal one-on-one with our father. And, you know, I recall talking with him while, you know, Trees is finding the booty call thing. And I remember I was telling him, I was asking my dad, you know, why? And I would tell him what I was going through. And he would start laughing. You know, him and my grandfather had this thing, wherever I would bring up something about men, and they would just bust out laughing. And it would just tick me off. And I'm like, you know, like, why are they laughing? And they would say, because this has been going on for years. And I'm like, well, I don't find it funny that I'm going through it now. And they'd be like, oh, no, it's not that we laughing at you. It's just that this is nothing new. It's just maybe something called different than what it was then, but these things have been going on for years. Well, this is how you stop these things from going on for years, and this is how you stop these things from people like me being laughed at. We discuss it. Because I used to be like, what? Because I called my grandfather, and I said, Grandpa. And he said, what's wrong, baby girl? I said, I'm leaving. He was like, where are you going? I said, I don't know. He said, well, what you going to do? I said, me and the babies, we leaving. Said, where are you going? I said, I'm going down to Florida. He said, with the babies? I said, yeah. He said, well, why? I said, because he cheated on me. And he bust out laughing. And I'm like on the phone crying my eyes out because my ex-husband cheated on me. I got these kids. And he's laughing.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, okay. My grandfather, the man I love and die for, is laughing at me because I just told him that my ex-husband cheated on me. And his comeback was, I'm not laughing at you, but did you really think that you was exempt from being cheated on? Well, then I really got mad then because I'm like, what? Do you know who you're talking to? Talking to your granddaughter. Yes, I'm exempt. But that's not where he was going. And at that point in my life, I couldn't understand, let alone was mature enough to understand what he was saying, what he meant by that. And then when I told my father how men was acting, he was like, girl, that's been a trick for years. And I'm like, a trick? Y'all mean y'all play games? And he laughed even more. I said, I gotta go, Daddy. I don't want to talk to you no more. So, ladies and gentlemen, now I believe I gave us enough time for Trees to find the booty call chapter. And y'all gotta get the book. Go ahead, Teresa. Tell them about the booty.
Now, I'm just going to summarize it. I'm not going to read it because it's a stoetry. It's a true story, but it kind of summarizes some of the things I went through with relationship. And, you know, what I just want other females to know is that you don't have to accept just anything from a guy. You know, many times while we're looking for that special relationship or for the husband that we're not supposed to be looking for because they're supposed to be looking for us,
Woo!
We get involved. Do you need me to say it again?
Yes, say it again.
We get in that when we're looking for that special relationship or that husband that we're not supposed to be looking for because they're supposed to be looking for us. Because he that finds a wife finds a good thing. He is supposed to be finding the wife.
Yes.
We're not supposed to be. Too many times we want to try to make happen what God is supposed to be doing for us, or we're supposed to be allowing God to do for us, but we can't take our hands off of it. Mm-hmm. So therefore, we're inviting stuff that we shouldn't invite. And we invite relationships into our lives that we shouldn't. And sometimes people will show you who they are and you will not hear it. Because, you know, they'll say, oh, you know, I'm not that guy, you know, I'm just a dog. And we'll say, oh, no, you're not, you know, because you want it to be what you want it to be. So mm-hmm. when I talk about this story about booty call bounces, basically realizing you don't have to just accept that something is better than nothing. No, it's not. Something is not better than nothing if that something is going to leave you hurt, crying, you know, giving you another soul tie that you don't need to deal with, mm-hmm. you know, rejected. You know, they're going off into the wild and you're just sitting there back at the place that you were in the beginning, you know, mm-hmm. so. That's basically what that's talking about, is just realizing that, you know, all these people that you want love so bad that you're willing to think that somebody's loving you just because they're spending that time with you. Exactly, right. Pastor Nicole, don't settle. You know, you can't just settle because they're going to do and say what they need to do and say to get what they want from you. No, and it might last for a week, it might last for a year, it might last for two or three. But until when they get ready for it over, you might be clueless because you're sitting there wondering why he didn't come tonight. Well, he's going on. Or he's going home to what he has at home that you didn't want to understand, or you just didn't want to hear or realize. That's all I'm saying. I had to talk about it. You know, maybe it was too much for some, but I don't know why you're looking at that phone. But
I can tell you why she's looking at that phone.
You know,
I can tell you why she's looking at that phone.
Have y'all ever?
Oh my goodness! This is such a
problem. Have y'all ever had the situation where you tell the guy, "Oh, sorry, now she's looking at two phones."
Familiar, everybody. You be waiting for that phone call. You be waiting for that text. That phone call. That phone can't ring fast enough, uh-huh. honey. But oh, wait a minute. Let me check the volume. Hey, wait a minute. Is it on? Wait, is it plugged up? It's now Tuesday. Oh, wait a minute. It's now a week. It's a month now, huh? What? Sound familiar, anybody? I'm just saying.
I love what Nicole said.
She said Nicole said they have decided to get an Uber
to the next destination.
Right.
Okay.
Oh my God.
And don't forget, you're getting an Uber to the next destination, but you FaceTiming me goodbye on the phone. That's because the booty call.
Wait a minute. Booty call bounce. He done bounced.
How about
when you standing there? You think what?
No, you said as you stand there, what happened?
What you say, Shauna?
No, what you were saying. Go ahead.
Oh, so you know, whenever you're standing there looking at the guy, you know, and you know how we all get all lovey dovey, mushy and stuff, and oh, I love you. And then they say, oh, I know. They don't say, I love you back. They say, I know you love me. So, you know, and where did that leave us? You know what I mean? Like, you standing there looking like a fool. I mean, I had to learn those lessons in the hard way because, and that, ladies, falls into an esteem issue. It's your self-esteem. Sorry, phone not ringing. But, you know, you got to know who you are. And see, they also know that you have this doubt of yourself or this low self-esteem and thinking that she, you know, she's going to accept this because she can't do anything else. She can't do better. You know, when you start thinking better of yourself, that you don't have to live like that or deal with somebody like that, all that will stop. It'll shut it down. When I say I had to shut my house down, I'm talking about my physical house. It's like, you know, I'm ending up wasting time, you know, inviting people in, you know, then looking 2 weeks later, nobody's there. And I'm back in the same situation, you know, and they call themselves a friend. I mean, you can be friends, but you don't have to go the whole nine yards. There's a limit to the friendship.
And you're back to looking at the phone again.
Right.
This is such a confirmation. This is such a confirmation of a conversation I had a couple times this week. And this chapter is exactly what we were talking about. And Harris said that they joined late. It's like, no, you didn't join late. You joined
right on time, Harris.
Right on time for what you needed to hear. But definitely go back and watch the replay to see what you missed. But you're not late. And it's just that I love the title. And when you said it, I didn't, where you broke it down.
And
it's
even
not
what I thought late, then you can get the book and it's in there.
Yes. And you can go back and read that chapter. But this is such confirmation that I wasn't saying the wrong things when I was saying what I was saying. So I'm definitely amen in this sermon right now.
For sure. I mean, listen, I'm going to need y'all to pay your tithes and offerings. And your tithes and offerings on Amazon. So it's actually even on sale. So y'all really can get it for under $15. But if y'all really, 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 really want to be a blessing, you can contact Miss Trees and get it directly from her so that she can get exactly how much from her book is worth. I just saying.
How can we do that?
First, it is available at venues everywhere. It's definitely available on Amazon.com. And there's many reviews on Amazon.com. So far, is they're all 5-star reviews. It's available at Barnes & Noble's, Walmart, Target. If you Google my name, it will show you a list of all of the places that it's available. That's another thing that I appreciate about the publisher, Story Corner Publishing. And if you want to purchase through me, now through me, it is $20, but you're getting a signed copy of the book. You're also getting this nice little seeds bag that you can put your notes, your seeds, whatever you want to put in to save, you know, little things you might jot down, you know, you can put them in that bag. So it's a little, you get a little bit more if you're getting it from me. You're actually getting a signed copy of the book and the seeds bag with it. But you can order from any of those places that I've asked, told you about. If you want to get it from me, I will give you my Cash App, which is $T seeds in leaves. That's $T S E E D S N L E A V E. And again, there's something in this book for everyone.
Yeah, because as y'all see, I may even have to make a line dance call. Woo! Call the bell.
Oh my God.
May have to make a dance call. I may have to call.
Oh my God. No, I can see that'll be everybody get up on that.
Sometimes you got to understand some of these bounces we have to do. We have to bounce away. We have to know when to bounce. And we have we say it a lot, but I don't think people really get it yet because we're not open to understanding, hearing, realizing, or wanting to know what comes after it. Because after this awakening that she had from wearing the old coat and taking it off, I know it wasn't easy. It was a lot of barriers that she had to jump and get through and get over to get to where she is. Mm-hmm. So you got to understand there was a process after the process, but some of us don't want to do that process because the process hurts. So let me give y'all an example. I'm gonna give y'all two because some of y'all can relate. So I'm gonna take it back to the 70s. We all wanted that bone straight hair, right? You know, with the curl, you know, the iron to the point you used to have to have that twist. That's how you knew you was getting that bone straight press. That thing costs because you got a couple of burns on the ear to the head. The heat was really hitting your scalp. Or it's just like that perm. You had to sit there for a little while, let that thing burn. You wanted the process because you knew what the outcome was going to be. But the difference here is you don't know what the outcome is because you're so used to what the outcome was. But now that you got this new transition, that means you're walking out on faith. You're walking on the unknown. Now you have to figure out, is it even worth it? Because you're now uncomfortable. You're out of your comfort zone on this walk. So when you came up to your awakening and your realization of this is where you were going, and you made all these sheds, Teresa, how uncomfortable was it for you? Because did the doors automatically swing open and you was like, yo, if this is what I've been, this is what I've been causing a delay on because I wouldn't open the door.
So are you referring to when I initially got saved?
That's
when I initially accepted Christ. Okay. So here it is. When I initially got saved, I will tell you, boy, I was a crying mess. It's kind of like music kind of led me because I had been listening to a lot of gospel music and everything before I made my way to the church. And then I did make my way to a church. I said I was led. Someone did lead me to the church. But I got saved and gave my life to Christ all the same breath. And I said, boy, I didn't know what I was doing. You know, it's just, I was just overwhelmed and overcome and a crying mess. And, you know, but then I thought that everybody was going to be so loving and receiving and, you know, welcome me with arms wide open and everything. And it was not that at all. So I'm here to tell you is, you know, you have to know, you know, what you're there for. Like I had to get used to, you know, the different people. Many people were very nice, very welcoming, but not everybody, you know, because their folks are suspect of you, you know. And then mind you, you know, I'm coming into church as a single woman. So, you know, if couples there, you know, I used to tell people that I felt like couples was holding on to their husband. Like, you know, you standing at the bus stop and thinking you're about to get robbed, so you clutching your purse. That's what I used to feel like for a minute because I'm not thinking about anybody like that. But, you know, folks are suspect of you because you are just walking in, you know, and they don't know about you, but I don't know about them either, but they don't know about you. So that was a process to get used to being in that environment where I was, but I kept coming back. And that's the whole thing. Even though, you know, it is like, oh, every week it was a struggle. Do I go back? You know, I kept coming back because I kept hearing something each time I came, and I was learning something each time I came, you know, so it made me want more. So yeah, that's what happened. Now you can't give your life to Christ for the people because it's about Christ. It's not about the people.
Right.
They're not Christ. They can't save you.
Right.
You have to know, you know, who you're there for. And that's why I stayed. That's what made me stay. And now today, even more so, you know, like we really kind of haven't been inside of a church in maybe like almost 2 years. Like some instances now we're going back and we're being in the service and everything like that. But I've heard more word this I'll say last 2.5 years mm-hmm. that, and I've been saved over. But it's because now your focus, because, you know, is you're not worried about Sunday service. You're not worried about Wednesdays. You're not worried about Friday night ministry or whatever, or just those certain days. More to God, more to Christ than a few days of the week or a few hours out of the day. Mm-hmm. You know, you really got to learn how to live this thing. You learn how to live it by being in the Word, staying in the Word, understanding the Word. That's what you learn, you know, and I'm still learning. I tell somebody I have not arrived, but I'm so glad I'm here as opposed to being on the left side of zero.
Hello.
No, that's hello. Right.
I like that right. One. That doesn't even sound like a t-shirt.
I know that's right.
I love that. You know,
now see, that's a segue. There's a poem in the book called "What Does Your T-Shirt Say?"
Oh my goodness. It's an all-knowing book. It's an all-knowing book.
Yes.
You said it has something for everybody.
Something for everybody.
You're helping me. Thank you.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know, I need you guys to understand. Because I know that walk very, very... I know that walk. Woo, that walk is a very uncomfortable walk, and it makes you, and if you're not careful, it can make you feel like you're walking the walk of shame. Mm-hmm. Because you're walking in a room, walking in a room single with all these couples, and they're looking at you like you're the Jezebel, and you're looking at them like if you only knew. But that's what they make you feel like. You know, you have to be careful how uncomfortable you make people feel because of your own insecurities. Because if you're in the room with your man, there should be no reason why you have to make another woman feel uncomfortable because you are sitting next to your man. So, you know, that's a point that I always like to express to people. That's how you know when you're not comfortable in your own skin. You can't even stand in your own stead. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that part. So how dare they make my trees look like she was doing something?
Well, she was. She was doing something. She was shaking. She was getting ready to shake up the atmosphere.
Yeah, that she did. She was
getting ready to change the narrative in that room. So they was looking at her for a reason. They were uncomfortable for a reason. And it wasn't the reason they thought they was uncomfortable for.
Yeah, because how about that? You may have, you know what? You just brought up a valuable point. If you have to feel that way, then that means you need to check yourself.
Yes. Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Because nowhere in the Bible does it say that you was not going to be uncomfortable. Every situation in the Bible, somebody felt uncomfortable. And during that point when they were uncomfortable, somebody was walking in their gift. Somebody was about to express their gift. Somebody found their gift. Somebody was getting ready to experience something they've never experienced before. If that was first time meeting God or the first miracle that happened, whatever the situation was, it was something that first was getting ready to happen. So she just did what she was supposed to do, and that was walk in the room.
Is it a chapter called Walk in the Room?
No, and but there is a poem called Can I Take a Walk? See, y'all messing with me. You're playing now. No. That'll be in the next one. Yes.
So listen, everybody knows. We already know. But because you don't know, We have to make it fun for y'all to find out why we know what we know and why y'all need to know. So listen, it's the month of February and it's the month of love. So this is what I want you to do. Love up on yourself and get this book. Love yourself enough to get this book. Someone's going to say, why am I loving myself to get the book? Where's the love for me at? That's where the love for you was at. Because you're going to find yourself in that book. Mm-hmm. That book was inspired under the words, under the word. The word is the seed of God, the seed of life. Mm-hmm. Like I said, like we said in the promo, little did she know that nature was speaking to her. Or little did we know when we saw nature that it was the key elements of life. And that's why I love when you just stop for a minute and you just look at nature. There was a reason why he said, you don't want the rocks to cry out in my place. He was telling you there where you can look and find out how to do this thing. Mm-hmm. But you know, our eyes were not clear for we was blind. But there is a song called Amazing Grace. And because we need the grace, you will be able to see later. So see now to Amazon.com. And while you're going to Amazon.com, don't turn from the station because we'll be right back. But I need you to go there and get this book. Love up on yourself and get the book. We got to take one last commercial and we'll be right back, okay? We have Miss Trees with us. We'll be right back. We are shouting because we have Miss Teresa Purcell Young on the line with us, and she is here telling us about the book. And it's a book that I definitely would believe that you would be doing a disservice to yourself if you don't look inside and get some nourishment from it. Because all of us know, within seeds come growth. Within growth comes nourishment. That's where we get all our nourishment from, because what comes out of the ground is good food. And there's some good food inside of this book. And I really believe that it can help your soul. So, yeah.
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 Yes.
Wow.
Yes. And I appreciate you guys. It's been cool sitting here talking.
Yes.
It helped.
Yes, you. I'm glad you finally made it through, because boy, did we do a tag team trying to get you here. We had you on the outside of the chair.
Now we up finally to the got very you.
Sarita, as you were saying, Sarita. Yeah.
I said I've been helped already, and I'm definitely going to go ahead and purchase the book. We were just talking about creating a book club, and this is the second book that has come across the platform within a week. Wow. And so I just said, wow, I need to find something for me to do on my days that I'm home by myself. Now I do, and now I found some things. I got two books to read. There we go.
Oh, it gets even better. Some of you may have seen him already recently come through on the chat. We call him Sire. Some of them call him Mr. Alfonso. He has a book and he'll be coming through soon to a hot topic. Well, one of these series, coming very, very, very soon. I'm not going to tell you which one he's coming on, but he's coming. So pay attention, because his is called Bleeding While Serving. Mm-hmm. Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, right. You know, it's amazing when you tell your story. It's amazing when you tell your story and look back on your story, what you're really doing. And it always make me come back and say, if I was able to use my imagination and ask when the inspirational statement was stated that he said he wasn't writing no more books of the chapters because these walking epistles, was he talking about us? We are our own chapters. We are our own testimonies. And I tell you, this book that Miss Tree's got right here, it will definitely make you clock out late from lunch by sitting there and reading and going, whoa. So yeah, definitely.
Wow. Well, that's what our best friend, if he wasn't talking about that, our best friend outside that has been hanging around with his best friends and cousins for the last 2 years almost, he has definitely, or it has definitely put everybody in the space to where they can now write and they can now read and they can now reflect and they can now heal and they can now learn. So I think we should be saying thank you to our friend outside with his cousins messing up stuff, because they brought us in the house for us to not only get to know us, but to read about us and to better ourselves within us and within others. And this is where forgiveness is now coming into play, because now you're forgiving yourself for things, you're forgiving others for things. You have now time to reflect on your story. Your story is now your testimony. And now we have platforms such as ours that you can come across and express and tell your story and tell your testimony. Because Nicole says she's been there before. We all have been there before at one time or another. And some are still there and they need us to tell our story so that they can get out of what they're now in or about to go in. They can now get the resource they need and the strength to come out of it better than they did before.
Amen, indeed, yes. Amen.
That yeah, just, you know, for people to know that they can be healed, and in the book, you know, is there's healing and there's hope, and, you know, it's a leading point. Like, if you're, whether you're saved, whether you're newly saved, whether you're not saved and maybe thinking about it, is definitely going to give you a thought process, something to think about, you know, a way to know that you can come out of some things. And my hope is that it does lead people to Christ. It does let them know that they don't have to hurt anymore. They don't have to carry it. You know, I tell folks, if you're the book, don't give your copy away, you know, get the book for somebody, because you may want to take notes. You know, it's your book. You can write down the things that related to you. I've had some tell me, one lady asked me, she said, I just want to know, when were we together that you were able to write about what was going on with me? And here I'm telling what's my story and I'm telling her story. And, you know, I mean, that just touched me, because sometimes you don't know what you have until it's out there. Mm-hmm. And then you start getting the feedback from people like, wow, you know, this really reminded me of some things, you know. Mm-hmm. So I can appreciate that feedback from people. And, you know, the other thing is, it's wonderful to have sales. You know, I would love for people to buy the book. But most of all, I do want them to read the book, because souls over sales is what's going to do it. Souls, yes, over sales.
Yes.
If a soul can be won to Christ, that's more important than anything.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
You know, I remember when I was first talking with Teresa, and we were talking about my tree. Everyone knows I have this big, gigantic tree in the middle of my yard. And some people found out about this tree during the pandemic, because everybody know I love to dance. And I didn't have a partner. And it just so happened it was a friend of mine's birthday, Mr. AJ Rivers. And he wanted everybody to dance for his birthday and send him a video so he could celebrate his birthday during the pandemic. But you know, you don't need me to be creative. You know, my creative mind, I'm going to create something. So it just so happened he was playing this song and I just had to do the strand. And I was stranded with my tree. And everyone was laughing at me standing with my tree. And they were like, don't you need a man to strand with? I was like, no, because I got my tree. And no one could understand the myth of me on my tree. And it came down to my tree is 97 years old, almost to the day. And that tree stands so tall to the sky, to the point where it was even cut. And they cut it incorrectly, and now it sits like a palm tree in the middle of trees. The only pine tree on the block around other trees, but now it look like a palm pine tree. And I kept looking at my tree, and I was like, you know, now you look odd. I'm going somewhere with this, y'all. And I'm like, not only do you look like a palm tree, but you're a pine tree. You're the tallest tree and the oldest tree, but you're still standing tall. Anything crawls up on you, lean up on you, push up on you, you're still standing tall. Katrina came and blew. The snowstorms came and threw. He's still standing tall. And one day I looked up at my tree and I said, now I understand. Because through it all and through everything it went through, the beat up, the cut down, the misidentified, the new identity is still standing tall. So what am I saying? I'm glad you asked. That tree may be you. So what do? Keep standing tall. That's what you do. And when I had the discussion with Trees about this, that's when she told me about her book. And at that point, I knew that she had to come and tell us more. Because at this point, I was seeing the outcome of the tree, but I didn't know where the tree stemmed from, which came from a seed. So thank you so much for throwing your seeds out on this platform tonight. You have definitely filled this harvest. And you filled this harvest with some plentiful food. And there's a drought out there. And there's a drought where people are in a famine. And the famine is real. It wasn't just in the Bible. We are literally in a spiritual famine. So we want to thank you for everything that you went through in your life. Because you had your Moses situation. So now that you was able to prop these foods to the side, now they can come back and we can eat from it. So thank you for coming through and feeding our people tonight.
Yes.
You're so welcome. Thank you guys for having me. It's been cool.
Yeah, it was really cool and a pleasure. I am so glad you came through. So we're going to not at least hold y'all anymore. We want to thank everybody. Thank everybody. Oh, hello, Miss Melissa, for coming through. We want to thank you all for coming in. And as you all know, our hospitality department was not in today. But you know, she's always near our heart. We miss her and wish her well this evening. And y'all will see her real, real soon. But we're gonna let somebody else come in and fill in for her spot. Oh, Cuzzo gonna come and fill in for our hospitality department and tell everybody where they can find more information and greet us. Go ahead, Cuzzo.
Well, I want to thank everyone for joining us tonight. You are in the know now, the K-N-O-W. Thank you for joining the No BS Duo Show tonight with Miss Teresa. She has brought us an amazing experience this evening. She's fed us. She's given us a new outlook on life. She's renewed us and revived us. And we are going to make sure that we be a blessing to her ministry. And I'm saying ministry because she is a woman of God. And we want to do our due diligence and we want to be a servant and we want to do what we are known to do. And that is to bless her in the best way that we know possible. But for those of you who are new to the experience, we do thank you for coming in tonight. If you want to, we need you to. We will love for you to like and love our show, like and love our Facebook page. You can find us on TKBSDS Pride on our website. Go to TKBSDSProductions.com. Go under programming and you can watch all of our experiences. We're also on iHeartRadio. We're on Spotify. We're on Anchor. We're on Google. Guys, we are everywhere. So however you watch your podcast is make sure you put TKBSDS in productions and we will pop up and you can binge on all of our experiences because we are here 7 days a week.
Wow. Cuzzo would be so proud of you. Cuzzo would be so proud. So yes, y'all, please make sure. Listen, we tell you to like and follow. Like and follow, because in liking and follow, you see everything that happens when it happens. And the minute we go up, you are notified because you never know when we're going to show up. You trust me, you never know where or when we're going to show up. But you know we're going to show up. So again, and if we don't show up, we got something for you. We always leave some food out on the table for you.
We're that commercial. We leave the light on.
Yes, we definitely need the light on.
All right.
So, Ms. Trees, is there anybody you want to shout out or talk to before we go? Anybody?
I just want to thank everyone who was on the line. I see Pastor Nicole was on. China was on. A shout out to my hubby, Anthony Young. Shout out to you guys for taking the time. Shout out to my pastors, Apostle Timothy Brinson and Pastor Michelle Brinson and Dr. Leonard Robinson. All of my front row people, those that are in my corner from day one, I appreciate all of you, love all of you. My daughter, Sarita, her name is Rita. So, yes. Love the name, Rita. My family, everyone who was on tonight, I appreciate you. Anyone who has purchased the book, I appreciate you. All of those who are going to purchase the book after today, I'm thanking you in advance. And I do pray that you get something out of it. I do pray you enjoy the book. Thank you so much.
Oh, trust me, they're going to enjoy the booty bounce. Yeah, that one. You know, when I saw that, I was like, oh, I can't wait. We're going to talk about this. I'm going to make that a doggone line then.
Oh, my goodness.
See, sometimes you have to get a catchy title, you know, to get somebody's attention. You know what I mean?
You had my attention.
I could have, you know what I mean? But, yeah, see, you know, makes you want to look. It's like, what's this say?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you know, I needed to know exactly what be going on. You know, that's what be happening. You be like,
Jesus. No.
My goodness.
Y'all know. Don't ask me. Yeah. Y'all know.
And if you get the 12, don't pick it up.
Yeah. I don't care how much it costs. I don't care how much your skin crawl. Don't answer. Just some phone calls you just need to. Don't answer. Don't matter how much your skin is. Don't answer. It's a setup.
Oh my goodness.
All our ID has its purpose.
Yes.
So like we said, love yourself. If no one else, love yourself. And when you love, you know what we haven't done in a minute? And I think this would be a perfect evening. It sure would. We haven't had an inspirational moment. Inspirational moment is when we leave you with just something to get you to the next episode or to the next experience. Because you never know who is going through what in their lives. And we may just happen to leave you with a little snack to go with your snack of the night, because I know, you know, it's time for us to be ready to go to bed. You know, sometimes you may need that little midnight snack to snack on or something for later. So can we have a quick inspirational moment? Well, the inspirational moment is just leaving with something to be inspired by. Anybody, Dale?
Well, I think we this show kind of pretty much put that inspiration
on the board. It did. But right now, and I'm not being sarcastic, smart, or throwing shade, I really truly believe somebody needs to hear something. Somebody needs something. I don't know what they need. I don't know what it is, but I truly believe something you could say is going to hit somebody's front door today. And I usually don't do that a lot, but I think somebody just needs to hear something today. And it may just be something that we would say will really be honed right in on them. Anybody down for it?
Okay. Well, I could say that referencing the scripture of Matthew 6 and 33, seek ye first the kingdom of God. People need to know what they're seeking for. They need to stop seeking in the other direction. That's one of the things that are going, they're seeking everything else, looking for that the ultimate feeling or the ultimate moment, but they're really seeking the kingdom and don't realize it. Seek ye first the kingdom of God.
Well,
amen.
There you have it.
The kingdom.
There you have it. Somebody is seeking, and you're not supposed to be. Or maybe the mere fact is what you're seeking for is very deep inside of you, but you're looking for it from someone else. But if you go to the master, he will be the one that can help you see better. Because remember, we can't see directions that he has for us, because we're looking around everywhere else except for the mark.
Yeah.
Yeah. Re?
Yes.
Well, y'all kind of already took what I was going to say. I'll keep it on the seeking then. I'll say we all have a gift from inside of us, and you may not look at it as a gift. You may not look at it as a blessing. You may not look at it. You may look at it as a hindrance for some reason. But once you pray about it, you seek him first and listen for him, his answer. Listen for his voice to give you the answer. You'll know what your gift is, and you'll know what your talent is. And you'll know that when it's time for you to bring forth, it will be done effortlessly.
Yes. Amen.
All right, guys. Well, now you know. If you didn't know, you now know. So I'm going to go ahead and let old Cuzzo's favorite close us out for the evening. And again, Miss Teresa, thank you so, so much for coming through. It was so good to have you out here tonight.
Yes.
We look forward to your next session.
Oh, yeah. It's coming.
I know it is.
This one first. So let me show it one more time. There you go. But yes, the next one is coming in due time. Yes, thank you, Lord. Yes, hallelujah.
I'm glad that we was able to help you out there, Paris. Like you said, you never know who needs what these days. So the best thing we can do is when you feel it, say it. And like I said at the beginning of the show, you can't just say it. You got to walk and believe that thing. All right. Go ahead, Rita. Take them away.
Well, once again, we want to thank you guys for joining us tonight. And we will see you again tomorrow. We have a lovely jazzy afternoon with Lovely. And we also have a new special edition tomorrow that you, well, no, next week, next Sunday. We have a special edition that we're going to be over in the UK because, as you know, our commercial says, we're going to show you how to go across the Atlantic and the Pacific without a boat. So you must stay tuned so that you can come aboard with us and cross over without a boat. But also, you can find us on all of our podcast streaming live. We are streaming live on our.com. tkbsdsproductions.com. And if you would like to get a know with us and you want to come aboard with us and you want to just come chit chat with us, send us an email. to tkbsdsproduction@gmail.com and put in the subject line what you want to talk about, and we will gladly reach out to you and conversate with you. But once again, we thank you so much for joining us this evening, and God bless.
I don't like her, y'all. I don't like her very much. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thank you. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Good night, sweetheart. Well, it's time to go. Sweetheart, good night, sweetheart.